I pull off Highway 101 at Boiler Bay State Park, just south of Lincoln City. It's one of 24 spots along the Oregon coast where trained volunteers are posted during Whale Watch Week to help folks like me find a whale. I was greeted by Larry Hinton and his wife Marie.
We've been out here about 20 minutes, and just a moment ago, my wife and I spotted two that are together.
Hinton tells me the key to spotting a whale is to keep your eyes peeled for the telltale upward spout of water. That's a whale coming up for a big gulp of air.
Did you see him spout? He's just straight out there.
When you say straight out, are we talking like 300 feet or further? Because I'm not seeing it, actually.
It's out about, that's probably 3 miles or so.
I left Hinton and his wife for a few minutes and wandered around, and by the time I got back, it was clear I'd missed out again.
I saw a breach here a minute ago where they actually come up out of the water. They do that all the time, I guess, but we've never seen them do it. And we've got four tallied now, so that's great.
I headed down the coast a few miles to Depot Bay, a town that calls itself the whale-watching capital of the Oregon coast. If I couldn't spot a whale there, then I may as well head home. I ran into Dan Patillo, who says he's been watching whales for 15 years. He offered up this advice.
Be patient. Wait. Because the whales are coming. So just settle down, relax. And no matter if it's raining or sunny, whales are still going to be around.
But further down the Depot Bay seawall, Whale Watch volunteer Al Wilson had a more practical suggestion. Find a whale-watching boat and look just to its side. And what do you know, that worked. I soon saw a column of water shooting into the air. It was the calling card of a gray whale, halfway through its long journey south in search of warmer waters. I'm Chris Lehman in Depot Bay, Oregon.